Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Code. I am your hostess, Imaj Alday. I have my co-hosts on the line, Madisa and Andre. What's up, good people?
Hey, 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 everybody.
Hey.
Well, we are back after the Thanksgiving holiday, and hopefully everybody had a good Thanksgiving, and they got their belly full, and now they talking about I need to lose some weight and whatnot. So welcome back. What's life been doing for you?
You know, just back to work, back to the same old grind, you know. All that fun stuff.
No days off. That one day was like, can I get the weekend in the Friday?
You know what? I actually had 10 days, actually, because I took Monday through. Yeah, I took Monday through Wednesday because I just refused to work on my birthday, which was the day before Thanksgiving. And then I took the Monday after. So I had 10 days, including the time I took off in the weekend because we were off the day Thanksgiving and the day after, which I was stunned that they did that. But hey, so it was nice. I didn't want to go back to work. I was like, you know what? I really could just stay home for the rest of my life. I don't really want to have to go back into corporate America. No, thank you.
Well, I agree wholeheartedly. Like, yeah, but we're not going to talk about that tonight. So, I'm going ahead and get this disclosure out there. We drink because we stay back in tonight's show. We're just kind of catching up, seeing what these celebrities been doing while we've been off, what we've been doing while we've been off, and what our timelines have been doing as well, because they've been acting out of control. So that's what we're doing tonight. No real structure. Might be some random bullshit in there somewhere. But just understand that my liquor is being brought by Jack Daniel's, honey. Thank you. Always a good end to the week.
And my buzz is brought to you by Mike's Hard Lemonade. Yay!
Not the Mike's Hard Lemonade. Is it the hard lemonade or the harder lemonade?
It's like actually the harder lemonade. I take that back. It's the harder lemonade. Yeah.
Dre, what you drinking on?
Patrick Ronald.
Go oh, Lord, this dude is over here. I'm
Patrick Ronald.
This is rose drunk already.
Oh.
Okay. Oh, well. So, let's see if we're going. Let's see if I can get my live feed up so we can start on this. Medisa, you going first, honey? So let me. But wait a minute. Let me see if I can get my live feed to come up first, and then we can get into this. These shenanigans that these people been up to lately, because they've been out of control in life.
Mm-hmm.
A lot. Hashtag the COVID live. Okay. And start video. I'm using my phone tonight. So, hi, everybody. Welcome to the live feed. So, we want to thank you so much for joining the code tonight. So, yeah, we're about to talk about these random-ass things that have been going on in the course of the last few weeks. So, Medisa is up first. She is going to tell her random thing or what her timeline's been up to on her celebrity dish. So, friends.
Well, my timeline has been full of people posting nasty-ass pictures of the food they cook for Thanksgiving. Like, if that shit is looking like flop on a plate, don't post it. Don't nobody want to see that. I was so annoyed and frustrated because I was like, these people don't have no friends, they don't have no family. People, they can't be loved because friends don't let friends post pictures on Facebook with their food looking a mess. Mm-mm. I was annoyed.
I think
just to the tenth power.
I can't. I will not laugh at this. I will not. Yes, I will. I'm not gonna lie. I'm gonna laugh. But what did these struggle plates look like? Like,
oh my god! Like turkey looking like it could just. It was plastic. It looked like Play-Doh. Greens looking raggedy like. You just got the last bushel out of the grocery store. Macaroni and cheese looking like macaroni and mush. Dressing looking like stove top with some extra. I mean, like, come on now, people. Come on. Like, if you're going to post a plate, please post something that somebody will look at and be like, damn, I want to eat some of that. Not, oh, I'm going to vomit, you know? No. Too
right.
Ain't nobody got time for that. Like, it was just ridiculous. And then, y'all know how I am. Like, I am, and it's not about judgmental, but I am just annoyed. I don't like to see, I have an issue with paper plates. That drives me insane. And, like, especially when it just drives me insane.
With your paper plates. We have talked about paper plates with you. You don't like paper plates. You don't want to see paper plates.
If it's a barbecue or something like that, okay, yeah. Okay, let's post a paper plate. But, you know what I mean? I don't know. Maybe I'm just a different type of person, you know what I mean? It's each their own, but it just annoys my spirit. So you can't post a struggle meal on a paper plate because you got a double whammy. Like, that's, you know, you're getting charged twice at that point. You know what I mean? You got the felony and the misdemeanor at this point because you have been double dipped. So that's the annoying random shit that's been going on in my timeline. And my celebrity stuff, I was feeling some kind of way about these sexual allegations, sexual assault allegations. Like, I just feel like, I'm not saying that these people are, I'm not the one to say whether or not they're guilty or they're innocent. That's between them and their God and whatever. But it just seems like there has just been, it's just, every time you blink, it's somebody else being charged with something. It's just to the point where it makes you like, I don't even want to like jokingly touch, because I'm a touchy-feely person. It makes you not want to touch anybody or, you know what I mean, be sweet or be nice, because I'm just wondering how much of this stuff is actually someone being inappropriate or someone just being super fucking sensitive, you know what I mean? And I'm not trying to be insensitive to whatever these people had going on, but it just seems like we've been inundated with all this
every time you look up, it's somebody else. It's something else. So I'm concerned because I'm like, either one or two things is going on. Either people just being extra fucking sensitive, or it's a whole lot of people doing a whole lot of stuff, and people just feel like it's okay to put that push that shit up under the rug than what we ever thought. You know what I mean?
Right. Right, and I get it. I understand completely. I think that, to me, now, I'm not even surprised. Like, oh, okay, that's who did that this time? I'm not surprised. It's like now, it could be anybody. Anybody at this point. And I'm just not surprised by it all because every day, something new, someone new. And it's like, okay, well, all right. But I want to go back to the struggle plate thing because on my timeline, I get struggle plates every day. Like, every day. Like, it's not just Thanksgiving struggle plates. It's, like, everyday struggle plates. Like, why must we know? If you're not, okay, I'm going to be honest. If you are not a chef or you work for a catering business, I don't want to see what you eat every day. Because sometimes right. I want to say, hey, your plate does not look nutritious. And I say this
right.
because you have 30 starches on your plate, no vegetable, no anything, a whole bunch of meat, and I'm worried about you. Because
I don't think it
looks all thrown together. Like, why are we throwing this stuff together? Yeah. Like, why are y'all doing this? Like, okay.
And then you know the ones that
I know
hate the worst. The ones I hate the worst are the ones where they want to put this plate. Oh, I cook bae. Like, he needs to break up with you. He needs to divorce your ass. He needs to break up with you at that point because if I was a man, right, and some chick brought me a plate of some food looking like some of this shit that I didn't see, I would just be scared to eat it. Like, okay. And I just be wondering, like, I really want to just see what he's thinking. Like, I wonder if he takes a bite and he's thinking to himself, damn, this is gross. You know what I mean? Like, but don't want to hurt her feelings. So if a person can't cook, you need to tell them they can't cook. Don't be sparing their feelings because nobody can get better until they know what the issue is.
Right.
No.
Right. And I want to say thank you, Dino, for being here tonight and viewing. And hey, Katie Boo, how are you? And I get it. Like, I know, like, I'm not. Well, actually, Dre is here. Let's ask Dre. Dre, how do you feel about Bay cooking you a good old struggle meal? And I think Ross is the line, too, but we're going to wait for him to decide to come in.
If she can't cook, I'm not going to be with her. You know me, I'm choice. And I'm very picky about who fixes my food. And if it looks nasty, I'm not eating it. Because I will ask you the other day a million times before I eat it.
Oh, my, right. Is that
what is that? What are you putting in there? What is that? You think I won't ask 100 questions? You just be mad at me. That's just like when every female I date, if they fix the spaghetti, I will wash them like a hawk.
Ooh, then make sure they don't put that special sauce in.
Damn,
so disgusting.
If they're making spaghetti, if they're making a cake, I'm watching them.
That's nasty shit right there.
Because you didn't see that shit. That shit about a couple of years ago. That woman. She fucked around and damn, she had a real bad yeast infection. And she was taking the crust out of her damn drawers and was baking it in a damn cake.
She put
a fucking root on that dude. And she fucked that dude up, man. And then they finally caught up with her. But dude, man, he's gone. Like his mind is fucked up.
Nah,
I thought
she gave him an overdose of yeast. Ew, man.
She put the yeast in there, and then she put some more shit in there, but and it fucked him up. And she got locked up like 8 years, didn't win the medicine, something like that.
I have no idea what you're talking about. I don't know. I heard about that, but I didn't know. I thought. Huh? Dre talking about, am I the only one who watched the news?
Every day I ask him, did you watch the news? I'm not watching the news. There's nothing but bad news on the news.
That day I just so happened to watch, and then it was all over fucking Facebook. And then she did a video, and that's how she got busted. She posted a video because it was her homegirl's recipe that gave it to her, and told her that when she go out of town, she put some yeast in his food or make a cake or whatever, and he won't go out the house. It'll fuck him up. He'll be sick, and it fucked him up. He didn't go nowhere.
That's biological, like, warfare. That's some nasty shit. And a person who does that needs to have their whole entire ass kicked. Because my thing is this, like, ain't nobody got time to be doing. Do you know how much, like, energy it would take to have to do some shit like that? Like I just don't understand it. Like, and then if the thing about it is, if the roles were reversed and a man did some shit like that to a woman, we'd be ready to fucking lose our mind. You know what I mean? Like, why is that okay? That's horrible. It's nasty bitches.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
That's crazy, man.
I had a friend back in the day that said that shit. She was like, well, she didn't say it about the yeast stuff, but she said that she's like, she said this shit. And I told her she was a nasty motherfucker. She was like, you know I be putting, you know why he don't leave? He ain't left me, right? And she was fucking crazy. Like, she would do all kind of shit to this man. And he would not fucking leave her. And at first, when I heard about that myth, I thought that was just some bullshit. But I seen this shit with my own two eyes. Like, this bitch was like, I put my period blood in this spaghetti. You know what I mean? And he won't leave me.
Fuck
I was
that,
like,
dude,
is that some motherfucking backyard motherfucking voodoo shit if I ain't never heard it in my life? And if I hadn't have seen how she acted for him and him doing that shit, I would have thought that was just some old bullshit that somebody was just coming up, pulling out the back of their ass or something. You know what I mean? But it's just horrible. Like, why? It's not that deep. If I got to trick your motherfucking ass or put a spell or a hex on you for you to be with me, I don't fucking need to be with you. I don't want your ass. Bye.
Katie, that's how I feel. You see my face over there? Like, what are the people doing in these streets in life? Oh, God.
It's all kind of,
I can't.
It's all kind of trickery and shit going on in the world. Like, I'm telling you, people, shit don't surprise me no more.
She did that shit. She was like,
yeah, girl, I'll be doing
what
you should do it.
I was
like, no.
She suggested you do it.
You should do it, girl, because he ain't going to go nowhere. I was like, bitch, is you crazy? I was like, you don't have time for that. I don't want to be, you know, and I was looking at it from the standpoint. I'm like, do you not know that is horrible? That's like your body cleansing itself at this point. You know what I'm saying? Back in the motherfucking biblical days, women, you know what I'm saying, who were under the Levitical law, they couldn't even fucking be in the house when they were on their goddamn period because they were considered to be unclean. They couldn't prepare food. They couldn't do none of that shit. You know what I mean? So why the fuck is this bitch was crazy? Crazy ass. Girl, do it.
Hey,
yeah,
Ron.
Okay. Whatever.
What's going on?
Ron, are you here? What's going on?
Yes,
with
I'm
brother?
Here. I'm good.
Hey, boyfriend.
Hey, girlfriend. I'm see you talk about Levitical and pussy cunt. So I'm like, well, what? kind of conversation is this?
If you can see my face on this live feed, you got my face a couple of times. Like, what?
So Dre has said he don't eat. If Dre said that he won't, if a woman he's with is making spaghetti and stuff, he gonna watch her like a hawk, because that people, you know, have been saying that women, some women put period blood in like spaghetti and chili and shit because it puts a root or something, or a spell or a hex or some bullshit on their men, and they won't leave them. Right, so this chick, I was telling them that this chick I knew back in the day, she did that shit and was like bragging about it, like, and I seen the shit, she did the shit, and she was like, yeah, girl, and you should do it too. I'm like, bitch, I'm not doing that shit. What the fuck is wrong with you? Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, I think my oldest daughter's mother did that to me too. I ain't gonna lie.
See,
it was just some things that I did that I never would do.
I'm telling you that, man. Y'all think that much? I'm telling you that voodoo and that underworld and that backhanded shit. That shit is real. I best to believe it. Some of us out here doing shit. And you wonder why somebody, you ever look at somebody and be like, why is he doing that or is she doing that? People be doing all kind of crazy shit. Motherfucking hexes and casting spells.
I gotta fix my face. I'm not frowning. I gotta fix my face. I gotta. Oh, Lord. My face hurts from frowning. I don't frown. Like, y'all know me. I'm not a frowner. But my face has been turned up this whole conversation because I'm like, what the hell is going on? I'm on the verge of either enjoying my drink and throwing it the hell up. Like, that's where I'm at.
And girl, it's I'm telling you.
That shit real.
I couldn't believe that shit.
My ex-fiance, her cousins and them, they live down there in South Carolina, so they hang with the little geeks and shit. Man, she was mad at me about something. She was pissed off. And so she was talking to them on the phone. I was like, what you doing? She's like, talking to my cousins in South Carolina on the phone. I made you spaghetti to go. That damn spaghetti called wings going down the road. You hear me? I threw the Tupperware and all out the damn window. That shit called wings, but I swung the hell out that shit. I was doing about 80. That damn Tupperware did about 110 going out the window.
I want to thank Wilhelmina and Katie for chiming in on this topic, because y'all doing better than me with it. So they're on the live feed talking. Wilhelmina said, that's nasty. I've heard of people doing that before with spaghetti. I don't believe in that voodoo, but some people have the nerve to try the junk. She also says she's laughing at my facial expression because it's torn down.
I don't believe in it either, but I ain't taking no fucking chance.
So Katie is about to ruin something for you, Drain. She says, speaking of nasty, you hear about the cookout on Summit. Someone found a worm in their chicken wrap, and someone else found a tooth in their cookout.
No.
Did she find it in there? Did she bite into it? Or did she open it and then she said she heard.
I don't know about all of that.
Oh,
she said
my
she heard.
God.
I don't believe that. That's just like they tried to say when they found that man dead in there, and they said the man died in there and his finger was chopped off, whatever. The man just dropped dead of a heart attack. That was all it was.
Like I said, you can take that up with Katie. Y'all can discuss that on another day or night.
Katie, man, she just ruined my whole damn night. Bad as I want some chili cheese fries.
Ew.
Man, I go
okay.
Yes. I've been out there having a worm in my chili cheese fries.
We're moving on. Medisa gave us her timelines and her celebrity stuff. So, Dre, what's your timeline like right now? What's going on your timeline?
Let's see.
Hi, Jarvis.
I'm trying to figure out where the hell. I knew it was a Black Friday sale and Cyber Monday, but where the hell everybody been buying these damn relationships at? I done seen so many people in fucking relationships on my damn timeline in the last 4 days. Like, where the fuck y'all shopping
thankful.
At?
They
like,
got
what really going on?
How much
do the relationships cost? How much was they on sale? Is it a Black Friday sale? Or you got to feed it? What you got to do to it?
I think it was Thankful Tuesday, because you know that came around after Monday.
But see, the thing is,
okay.
though, the part that pissed me off, because we all know why these damn relationships popping up. Motherfuckers.
Oh, yeah, they trying to get Christmas
dudes and women, too. Dudes and women.
Yep.
They do that shit every fucking year, trying to get that motherfucking damn Christmas gift. I wish you would try to be my damn girlfriend.
Christmas gift is tax money. That's
tis
the season.
You ain't going to get it. You ain't going to get it.
Are
we
supposed to get
this
shit? Fuck no. Hell no, I ain't give you shit.
I don't want to get some of my niece, my sister, and my damn nephew. Hell no. Fuck the rest of y'all. And Pop's getting some flowers on his grave. He ain't getting shit. No. Trying to be my damn, trying to be all fucking nice and shit because you want a goddamn Christmas gift, you dirty helper. And then motherfucking ex-girlfriends calling and shit. Calling and shit on the damn holidays. I had like 6 damn exes calling. Hey, I can say goodbye to you. You want to come grab a plate? Bitch, no. I don't want nothing over there. No. Because I know what you're going to do. I get over there. You want to feed me and shit. You want to talk about the goddamn good times we had and half the good times we had. I wasn't with you. So I found my goddamn self. Because I wasn't having fun.
Damn.
Every time I was with you, I was goddamn miserable. So I don't want to fuck with you.
Damn.
Damn.
I'm done.
Well, we were going to the other. We better not crowd anymore. Oh my God.
You know my damn nerve. And then on the celebrity thing that I'm about like Medisa, I don't like the fact that all these motherfucking allegations is popping up, man. This shit is ridiculous. Motherfuckers are trying to find an easy ass fucking damn escape route and shit. But then the part, if it ain't true, I don't understand why the hell Russell would step down from all his damn business venues and shit, because he stepped down for a lot of shit. So, in other words, Uncle Russ might have fucked up.
But did you see his statement? And he said that his recollection of the events of that night were different from hers. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But my thing is,
right.
If you know that that was the truth, why the hell would you put yourself in a position to look guilty? Because I'm not stepping down from shit. I'm not changing shit about what I'm doing. If I ain't did the shit, you going to prove me motherfucking innocent.
But
so I'm not going to make myself
look at the Usher situation, though. Look how long it took Usher to come out and say that he did not have herpes. He let that bitch run into the damn ground for almost 3 weeks before he actually said anything. Then when he threatened to sue her, notice that shit just disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe Uncle Russ is just chilling right now. I don't know.
I just feel like it was drastic.
Yeah, and I'm waiting on this Donald Trump shit with his damn his so called allegations or whatever. I'm waiting on that damn trial to see what the fuck goes on. See if anybody's gonna come up missing.
Listen, I don't know much. What I do know is that Russell's been messing with for a long time.
He damn sure
was. Like, what, 17? You know what I'm saying?
He
when, 16,
he
17 when he met her? You see what I mean? So he also has a demeanor, and I don't know, maybe it's me, but he gives off something that says homosexual. I don't know what it is, but I think Russell take it in the butt.
Is it because he does yoga? And then the way he always crosses his leg like a damn woman and shit. I've noticed. I've been doing this shit for years. So yeah, I'm about with you, know. I mean, I ain't got nothing against it or nothing like that. But you know, I'm just saying.
I guess my thing is that whether you do whatever you do, that's your thing. Whatever you like, that's your thing. But it's a totally different ball game when you. When something comes out and someone says this has happened, you know what I mean? Because my thing is, if you got all this money, you got all this paper, you got lawyers, you got people, you know what I mean? So let's get to the bottom. I'm going to have a motherfucker investigate because I'm not going to be like, oh, I'm just going to step down and not do what I need to do, you know, and handle my business and my empire that I have built for myself and let somebody take me from that over some shit that I know is not the truth. You know what I mean? So it's like, okay, my mind is like, okay, why did you do all that? You know what I mean? Did you do something? Did you have your hand in the cookie jar some kind of way that could even make you look guilty? Because you know in some situations, you might not necessarily be doing some shit that's completely inappropriate, so to speak, but it can give that appearance that it is. You know what I mean? So people are going to go off of what they perceive. Because a person's perception is their reality, regardless if that reality is false or not, that's how people perceive it. You know what I mean? So him stepping down for whatever reason, whether he be guilty or not, people are going to perceive that he is guilty because he did that. You know, does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. It did. It made sense. It's like we're all out here, like we don't know what to exactly believe. Like, yes, multiple people have said it, but multiple people said it about other people and stuff wasn't true. So it's like, what's going on here? Like, I'm not, and just like I told them on the Wednesday night show, there's probably some women out here that's doing that stuff, and these men aren't stepping forward. So it could be a lot of stuff going on that we just don't know about, and this is just
But let me ask you a question: has there ever been anyone who's been accused that hasn't been guilty?
Oh, I don't know. I'm just
reading
the
witness right now. We were joking. That person didn't do it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, for the most part, it seems like when you get accused. You basically did.
Like,
I mean, it seemed like I
don't know. And I don't know what all is going on out here in the world. Sometimes I wish I was just inside my little box, just minding my own business, and I didn't have to deal with nothing else of the world. That's just me sometimes. Because this is becoming, you know, it's becoming a bit much. It's every day something new, someone new, and I'm not surprised. Like I told you before, I am not surprised by some of the stuff that's going on at this point. Like I'm, nothing is like, oh, it hit me hard. It's not like, oh, okay, we're going to today,
right? Because it's becoming just the norm. You know, that's. It's not supposed to be, but it seems like it is. You know what I mean? Because it's just like, and my thing is, do people feel like they're entitled to just be able to do what the fuck they want to do because they have reached a certain status in life, so to speak? You know what I mean? That's another thing to look at. You know what I'm saying? Because some people have a fucked up reality and complex about themselves. You know, they get to a certain point in life and they think that they have arrived, so they think that the rules don't apply to them because they're a celebrity or they're this person and they've done this. No, the same shit that applies to me applies to your ass. You get up and put your motherfucking pants on just like I do. So at the end of the day, you know what I mean? Why should you not be held accountable to the same standard as I? You know what I'm saying? The issue is that a lot of times some of this shit doesn't come to the light because money talks. And
exactly,
everybody running the same everybody's running the same circles. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, okay, this is what we doing. This is how we do it. I'm going to give you a little money to shut you up.
I ain't gonna front. Charlie Rose kind of surprised me.
Right, like, you know, well, you got Charlie Rose. Now, now a little bit didn't surprise me because you sit and listen to some of the jokes he throws out there sometimes, even on air. Like, oh, okay, he's probably done some shit before.
Yeah.
Like, so we're going to lighten it up here. We're going to lighten up because we're after Ron shout out. Lighten it up.
No, I was just gonna say I'd have been less surprised if they'd have said Charlie Rose was a pedophile. You know what I'm saying? Like, he gives that off maybe. You know what I'm saying? Now, grown women,
I can't.
Like,
I'm not doing this with you today. We did this on Wednesday. I'm not doing this with you today.
Oh,
okay?
Lord. Oh, Lord.
I'm just saying.
Okay. I'm not doing this today with you. I'm not doing it. Not.
I'm sorry.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know. Hi, Tracy. Welcome to join us tonight. Tracy does have a question. Been doing, like, we're going to move it to my timeline to see what my timeline has been up to. She says, some people are saying that there should be a time limitation. Wonder what people think of that. Like, is there a time period? Because, you know, some people waiting 40, 50 years to say something. How do you all feel about that?
I would say that in cases, you know, in these sexual assault cases, I don't think that there should be a statute of limitations. Because of the simple fact that, you know, when a person truly is a victim of some sort of sexual assault, you know what I mean? For the victim, there's a whole lot of different emotions, you know, especially if the person who commits this offense against you is someone who you view in a position of power, you know what I mean? Whether that be somebody that's over your boss, a parent, whatever the case may be, there's this sort of thing that says, okay, I am afraid because what's going to happen if I say something? You know what I mean? And then there's also the other aspect of that is there's a shame about it because the person who has really truly been a victim starts to blame themselves and figure out is there something that I did to make this person feel like it was okay for them to do this to me? So absolutely not. You know what I mean? Now, in some cases, people just they are like, okay, if one person steps forward, they feel like, okay, I'm going to be courageous at this point because this person is courageous and they said this is what happened, as in with Matt Lauer. So the issue was this person came up, NBC was like, we done, you done, it's over, blah, blah, whatever the case may be. And then after that happened, all these other people came and said, this happened to me as well. You know what I mean? But they had originally said in the first, you know, when they sent out the email, the news briefing, that they had reason to believe that it wasn't an isolated incident. So, absolutely not. But, you know what I mean, it's like one of those things, like, some people, it's unfortunate that we live in this type of society where there are some people who are just fucking liars, and they, you know what I'm saying, nothing really happened. Somebody can touch them on their shoulder, and in their mind, they've been assaulted because they want to get a piece of the pie. So that's the hard part about it. There's so many people that have had things happen to them, and they don't feel comfortable coming and saying, this happened to me, until another person comes up and says it. But then you have the other side of that, the coin, where people are just like, oh, I'm going to get in on this too because I know
that these people are probably about to get paid or it's about to be something. You understand what I'm saying? Like, it's like people, their motives, you know, it's all about motive. Why did the person come forward? Why did the person feel like they couldn't say anything? You know, some stuff is just, I feel like it needs to be investigated, you know what I mean? And everything that's done in the dark is going to eventually come to light. You can't keep this shit buried forever.
Right. I agree.
Mm-hmm.
We have so many questions and comments. So, so we have a lot going on. Y'all got a lot of stuff talking. They're talking. They're amongst themselves in the on the live feed. And I'm just, y'all, if you can see in my glasses, me scrolling through Instagram. So
this is definitely a tough topic and a topic among everyone. So we appreciate you all's comments and everything on this particular topic, but we're going to try to liven it up a little bit because, you know, we like to giggle and shit over here. So I think I'm going to start with my celebrity first for me. My not necessarily celebrity. You know what? This is how I feel, and this is my opinion. I don't care what y'all think. So I am Prince Harry and Cousin Meghan. Because I'm excited about this.
That is so awesome.
I'm excited about it, but you also have people who are not, and they keep saying, oh, well, she's biracial. She's not black. No, sis is black. That's cousin.
Right.
Her mama black. Yes, her mama and her daddy's white, but that's cousin. And y'all
right,
want
right,
to deal
right.
with the fact that she's royal, like she's going to be. I want them to do, you know, black-ass stuff. I'm just being honest.
Black-ass
stuff.
I
want the first man to have my old black-ass name. I'm sorry. We know that Prince Harry liked black women. How y'all didn't know this? He done dated a Jamaican chick before.
Right.
Come on now. Prince Harry was going to bring home old black girl. You knew it then. She was, it don't matter. She black.
Right.
I'm black, she black, you black. What? I mean, mm-hmm. And then the whole thing is like they're like also upset with the queen. First of all, the queen is the top. She had to approve it before they could say anything. So why y'all late? Y'all feel like, why are you upset about but the queen done approved it.
Right.
Y'all just get ready for this black ass wedding and Wilhelmina, you white. The one drop of black makes you black. And guess what? Her mama black, she black.
If they have a soul train.
Deborah, I'm not.
But then.
Deborah said her dad is Dutch and Irish and lives in Mexico. Come on, now. She everything. But guess what she is, ultimately?
I like to say, Katie, get off my dang on timeline. I don't want to see no worms. Damn it.
I had a
mess on my damn.
Like, why don't y'all think that it's like, I don't understand why these other people are just so up in a roar about it. Like, hey, guess what? Times are changing. It ain't like they the racist. Y'all the damn racists around here who don't like shit to mix and think you all this and everything else. No, shut up. Get your dumb ass down. Like, come on. You ain't all the way what you think you are.
Right.
Sitting here looking like a, what's that 23 and that DNA matching stuff on the TV. Sit your ass down. Like, where are the women? Okay, so this is a sidebar on it. So... one of the women who does the commercial, she was like, I'm so surprised that I am Native American. Bitch, I can look at your cheekbones and tell that about you. Are you serious? How do you not know that?
Mm-hmm.
Like, your cheekbones have to go up to here. I know what Indian, you know, Native American women look like because I have a family full of them. lady?
Right.
You're cheating. You didn't know? You should have just came to my house and I could have just looked at you and told you. You had to pay all that damn money for that.
Did you see that that video that she posted about her father? About when she was in school and they did a census at her school and they asked her to identify her race. And the teacher told her to pick Caucasian. But she was like, she didn't want to do that because she was like, you know, she was thinking about her mom, and then she was like, but she said she chose nothing, right? She didn't put anything. And her dad told her, like, she talked about it to her dad, and her dad was like, create your own box. You know what I mean? Like, I can't with these people. I can't. They need to let them people be, let them live their life, and let them be happy.
You can definitely create your own box, but they're not going to let you create your own box. They're still going to look at you as a little black girl trying to come up. They're going to look at it. Yes, she's from Compton. Yes. That's why I want them to have a black-ass wedding. I don't care. I know they're going to have all the hoopla and the royalness of it, but, honey, I want them to play the electric slide and do some wobble or something, have some collard greens at the wedding. I just want to be in the number. Just want to be there. I can't be in the number there. You know? Hey, it is what it is. Like, y'all can't be mad at this black ass woman falling in love with this man. He in love. You understand how he looks at her?
Yes, it is amazing.
Ain't nothing you gonna say. How that man looked at her. Oh, Lord. Did this help? Deborah, I'm not doing this with you today. She said bite-sized chicken and loaf with Triscuits. You know what? First of all, y'all, we ain't had... I'm going to tell you now. Okay, so... y'all is a mess on the timeline. So, first of all, I'm going to tell y'all this. Yes, I'm going to have a black-ass wedding, but that chicken shit ain't happening at mine. My mama and my sister-in-law are the only ones who eat that shit. That ain't even happening. That ain't on the menu. Ain't enough people to eat that shit for it to be on my menu. And, yep, have Cardi B doing the reception. Yep. She's looking like a quarter lick. Sorry. But, good old lady. Dude, get some. And have the Migos come out, and we're going to let this slide, and we're going to get, what was the DJ Khaled, the DJ?
No, they ain't going to let this slide. They ain't going to let this slide. They're going to wobble.
Honey, they better chop that slide or something. They going to do the biker shuffle. They going to do a bike. Gonna have that palace rocking.
Mm-hmm.
You hear what I tell you? And then they gonna have a beautiful black ass babies. Oh God. Oh, I'm just waiting for a baby, and I want the little boy's name to be something like. I just want it to be African. I don't even want it to be like no John and no shit. I want shit. Black ass cheese. Okay, right. I want the palace smelling like coconut oil and fried chicken. Yes, yes. Cocoa butter. That girl that introduced him to some cocoa butter, he's like, my skin is glowing. You hear what I tell you?
I can't. That's too much.
His name to be Omar nor Leroy, but I want him to have like an African ass name, like some shit that we can't even pronounce, and we're gonna just have to call him O. So I'm gonna... okay. Baby Q. You know, baby Q. real baby cute. Katie, how can you?
We're going to spell it differently.
Introducing real baby cute. Oh, I'm done.
I think instead of them having, you know, all them crumpets and tea, because, you know, they do a tea party every year around the queen's birthday. The reason why I know that, because me and the queen share the same birthday. And so instead of them having, like, a tea party, we can do, like, a barbecue, and we're just going to do a pig picking or something. Like, we're going to have a country
out. I cannot. I'm done. I'm checking out.
I'm checking out, too.
I have a good ass black ass.
I can't. He's checking out too. We checking out. Check, please.
You know what? We're going to have a good old crab ball. We're going to have some crawfish.
Oh,
clones.
My God. I can't.
We're going to have fried fish, catfish, everything.
I can't.
Have some old.
Oh, Lord. I'm ready.
She's gonna walk down the aisle. She's gonna walk into Ave Maria. She's gonna walk down to some Beyonce singing song.
Not Beyonce.
We're gonna fly her in. We're gonna get the twins to play something on the court. People gonna be taking away to go plates and shit.
Oh, Lord.
The gold plate.
That's the champagne. You know how you have the champagne fountain? It's going to be filled with Heineken. Yes, Wilhelmina. Yes, we're going to have some Coronas. We're going to have cheesecake bites. We're going to have every black ass thing that's going to be there.
Don't forget the Kool-Aid for the kids.
As a matter of fact, red cups must be in the
red Kool-Aid in your red cup.
I'll provide the Jack Daniels for everybody.
I'm done.
But I tell y'all, I'm overexcited for that. Like, every time I see somebody
post,
I'm like, but we don't get this black ass wedding. Y'all ain't gonna, what you got to fight? Well, and her mama got locks too? What?
Yeah, her mom.
I've been waiting for her to have shoot. Go ahead and give me a cucumber sandwich. Y'all go ahead. I'll eat that. We can be prim and we can be proper. But, yeah. We're going to have a good old time. Yep. And so, what else is going on my timeline? Because I know y'all was like, this girl ain't got good guts since God gave a fly.
Shut up.
So let's okay. So I want to talk about how people post stuff. Oh, wait a minute. Yep. They're going to have a death. That is going in on this live feed. Y'all is a mess. Not Riri showing up with no flash. Uncle Joe? What? You know you are. Everybody
can
get one Uncle Joe with that fucking Joe that's going to show up and he's going to show out because his baby mama is there. What? He coming through starting with his gators on. Cousin Joe, sit down. Have a seat. Do you got to prance around the whole time? Aunt Susan, see you?
He's trying to show out. Be like, see what you're missing, girl. See what you're missing.
You here prancing. I don't have four legs. You fly out in these trees.
What are you about to do?
The
the wedding is in May, Uncle Joe. Why do you have on that coat? Why? And that hat. Looking like you from the south side of Chicago. You weren't born there. That Detroit hair do.
Whoa.
I was trying to move on. I'm done.
I was trying to move on. I'm done with y'all. And the kids go on this live. See, I thank y'all so much for joining us today because I am tickled at some of y'all's comments. Deborah said, you got to have the Nation of Islam providing security. No, but that's what the Royal Guard is for.
Then
so.
The Islam.
Not the Nation of Islam. I'm done.
And you know, and it was so funny that people like, well, she's going to be queen one day. No, the way the timeline works, as time has progressed, Chris Williams has had kids. So Harry is like fifth or sixth in the line. So she ain't going to be queen unless something happens to all of them. Okay. Elder Barge, yeah, I'm going. If Elder Barge is singing at the reception, guess who's there? Can we get all of the Barge together so we can get there? Yeah. But, I'm worried about her being queen. She ain't going to be no best queen. She's going to be a princess for a little while or a duchess or whatever. And they ain't never breaking up. I don't care if they decide to break up tomorrow. They ain't never breaking up to us. They together forever. That's still Cousin Megan and Cousin Harry. They still cousins. I'm done with y'all on this. We got Keith Sweat in
more
the bathtub. Okay, now Keith Sweat.
No, he be crying too much. He be crying too much. Ain't nobody got time for that crying shit.
Mm-mm. So,
no, thank you.
We gonna make it.
I'll pass.
Y'all, I'm slowly getting down to the bottom of my cup. And I feel like I want a drink, but I'm not gonna mess with y'all tonight. I'm not gonna take another drink. I'm just gonna continue my little cup that I got right now. But y'all done made my head hurt. I can't even move forward. Mm-mm. R. Kelly ain't invited either. He ain't invited. He one of them cousins who like to touch people.
No.
Well, you make a point. Have an extra bank account on the side. She already got her own coinage because she's on suit. So that's how she's an actress. So, and the good thing is that she could be able to, she's able to have a dual citizenship between here and the United Kingdom. But after she marries Harry, she will actually become a full citizen of the United Kingdom,
mm-hmm.
but she can also have dual citizenship. So
right.
I wonder if she's gonna pick that because she can still be an actress or something, like she can still do her thing. Like I think that she can do this. We can do anything. We're magical. Hell, we out here galloping like unicorns and shit, marrying princes and shit around here. Guess what? She can do anything. She says her mind to.
So silly.
Absolutely.
Why gotta be silly? I'm serious. I'm so serious right now. I promise y'all that. Like, I'm so serious. If that's supposed to be on the front and center. I'm telling y'all, on front and center. She, Wilhelmina, she's on suit. It's a show that comes on USA. But I'm there. I watched the other wedding. Like, I get excited about that. Like, you know, you would think I was British. No, I'm a country girl from North Carolina. I ain't getting only thing I told y'all before I share with them is that me and the Queen got the same birthday. So but that's about it. But I'm going to be front and center. I'm going to wear my my fascinator and my fancy ass dress. So I'm ready. I'm ready to be front center there. Just like y'all was dressed for all them funerals that was on TV, I'm gonna be dressed for this wedding.
I can't.
You ain't gonna be like everybody in Gucci, man.
Oh, let me tell y'all about that shit. Okay, so I did not watch that. I mean, I watched it, but I don't watch the show because she irritates my spirit. Like, she thinks that she is the queen, and she's not. Like, who do you think you are? Like, you asked, could Joel Osteen do your wedding? Who are you, and what do you do? You sell some lipstick, sell some body shapers? Girl, sit down, and especially when you say it. And I quote, I've seen him on TV a couple of times. I sometimes watch his sermon. Now, have you ever been to the church? Girl, shut up. Shut your dumb ass up. Because that don't even make sense. Be quiet. No, he can't do your wedding. And then she tried to get mad. No, he can't do your wedding. He don't know you. You ain't even part of his congregation. Shut up. But anyway, that's my vent about that. But I think that we all are just so, you know, stuck on so much stuff that we just can't appreciate the happy things that go on. Like, that was the happy part of my week, to know all of that. You know, that little Harry was getting married. You know, so, yeah, I was excited. Let's see. What else? I'm trying to find my other thing. Oh, so Dre, I heard about one of your Eagles players is about to be sued. I think his last name is Cox, something like that. So let's talk about Mr. Cox, okay? Mr. Cox met a woman.
Oh, Lord.
I don't know if Karen, I care for that.
Mr. Cox. Mr. Cox, C-O-X. Met a lady here in the lovely North Carolina who was married at the time. And it seems as though Mr. Cox decided to have a relationship with this woman. Well, this woman's husband has now decided to sue Mr. Cox. Because in the state of North Carolina, you can sue the other person who's trying to take your spouse. Because that is a law.
But the thing is, is he really trying to take her? Or is he just trying
the text message said, I'm trying to put a baby in you.
Oh,
yep.
And I think we'll have
to. Damn.
So, is that not something
Ted,
that's going on
thing.
There? Like, he
said. See, I didn't see the part where he said he was trying to put a baby in. I ain't see that for damn.
Oh, well,
damn, Fletcher. Come on, man. Fletcher Cox is tripping, man. That's my center, man. He be bullshit. That's my defensive tackle, man. Damn. He play both positions. He bullshit.
Well. But, okay, so Wilhelmina Fantasia could have been done for the same thing, but that man went back to his wife. So, she could have. And there, you know, you have to think about it. You also have people who don't have money getting sued for that, too. Like, it's definitely something that happens.
It's called the alienation of affection. That's what it's called. Official.
Yeah, so I remember Dwayne Wade's wife was trying to, his ex-wife was trying to get Gabrielle with that shit.
Yeah.
And old girl was trying to get Alicia.
I don't know the others.
Right, because Illinois.
But I definitely know no.
We still could do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, that's a real thing. And he was like, I'm trying to drop these seeds off in you, girl. Like,
ew.
That's what he said. I know.
People are so.
That's what he said.
Fucking bold. Like, y'all understand, people have balls of steel. Like, what the hell? Like, I just don't know.
I can show you all this stuff. But, okay, since we want to talk ballsy, none of you have watched She's Gotta Have It. on Netflix. I suggest you all.
I'm gonna watch it. Oh yeah, that's on my list for tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm on episode 4 already.
I'm binge watching it tomorrow.
Okay, so you're up to 4. So I'm not going to give anything away of it, but Miss Nola Darling is so ballsy. I love her. I've watched the whole entire series.
I know why you love her. I know why you love her. She's just like you. A goddamn dude. She's a dude playing the dude. Ain't no damn straight player. The fuck? Jesus.
I don't think you...
What'd you say, Ron? Say what, Ron? Where'd you go?
I wouldn't compare her just because sex with males and females. You know what I'm saying? So that's like saying a dude just having sex with females and males.
Well, I ain't gonna say nothing. I'm not gonna say a word. I'm just gonna sing the song.
You sounded so shame. So y'all excuse him. Okay. He's trying to
say, I ain't said a word.
But I love it. I love the show. When you all watch it, you're going to enjoy it. You're going to laugh. You're going to cry. You're going to giggle. You're going to be like, bitch, I know you didn't do that. Like, you're going to have a good time watching this series. Like I said, I had to make myself stop watching it because I would have watched it in one night. Like, I had to space it out for me. Like, I watched it in two nights, but I watched 5 episodes and then I watched the other 5. Oh, she's ballsy. I like old Miss Nola Darling. And it's crazy because, you know, some people I can't talk to them about how she is because they're not receptive of how she is.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's very interesting to hear some people's thought process to some of the stuff that she does. So when you all have watched the series, please just reach out to me and I'll talk to you about it. I want to ask you some questions because that's what I do when I do shit like that. Ron, you got anything specific you want to talk about? What's been going on with you?
Nope. Nope.
I can't.
Say something earlier about...
Nope.
But I ain't want to go to the left with it, so I just kept my mouth shut. But now I'm good.
What was it what
about the black
breaking
princess?
Up wrong. Oh, well, what about her?
Well,
you were going to say something mean? Were you going to say some bull that was going to make me want to jump through this phone on you?
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe.
Okay.
No,
She
seemed like a female Obama to me.
Oh,
there
Lord,
you go.
Here we go.
I knew
here we
what?
Go.
It does not surprise me that you said that. It doesn't because people try to compare it. They have. They've tried to say all of that. So that's why I say you may make me want to jump through the phone line, but I've already heard that.
You just feel like to me, you feel like a female, like where did you come from? Yes, you are black. A lot of about you that heavy to the black experience. Let's put it that way. I don't know, but that's me. I don't want to put my words out there and have it all twisted backwards, but you know. A little fishy.
No, nobody's going to treat you as if you're a politician around here. Just understand my black ass is going to the wedding. You want to go? You want to be my
so
lover?
So silly.
My black ass is good. Okay. Dress up, be cute. Let's see. What else is going on in this world? Let's see. Oh, okay. So I was going to make a comment earlier back with the struggle plate. Okay. So if you legit ask, no, you are a diabetic.
Why?
Two things. Why would you have all that shit on your plate knowing you can't? That's one. And two, why are you acting like you are a gas drinking person? Like you're supposed to have all the alcohol in the world guzzling down your throat. Why? I need for you to be more careful with your health. Okay. And I say this to you because and I say this because I care. Okay? This is not for me to be ugly or anything. I'm saying this because I care, and I've seen things happen to people, especially to people I love, who are diabetic, who lost limbs, who lost their lives because they chose not to eat properly, and things started to happen to them, and not taking their meds and not paying attention to, like, if they got something on their foot and they end up having to have their foot amputated. I'm saying this to you because I care. Your friends are not your friends if they keep pouring liquor down your throat and laughing at you. They are not your friends. Okay? So, these plates, like, that's why I said, why do you have all these carbs? You don't have no vegetables. You have all these fatty foods. You know you can't have them. You can't have them. And then if you can have them, you can only have small portions. Girl, stop being a gluttonous and eating all this stuff, and especially knowing that you're sick. And then crying about having to go to the hospital. Now, look, I can't feel sorry for you if I'm sitting here, because you're putting your plates on Facebook every other second because you're the eatin'est.
Not the eatin'est.
The eatin'est. The eatin'est.
Nothing. Wait. The eatin'est. The eatin'est. Okay.
You're the eatin'est person I know.
Oh God, there go Ben. There she go.
Take him.
I think that was my fault. That was my fault that time.
Oh my God.
It went wrong.
Oh Lord have mercy, Jesus.
And then if you are one of those people who don't want to
who don't want to be on the medication, then you do what you have to do so that you don't have to continue to be on the medication and you can get off of it.
Right. Your diet can change
you
your
can do
whole
it.
Health profile. Like, you changing your diet can just sit here and change all kind of disease processes in your body. Like, seriously. People just don't understand
exactly.
that. You are what you
eat. Now you're sitting around eating the whole
Absolutely.
Cow, all the turkey. Like, you just sitting around just eating it. Oh, God, just irritates my spirit. But anyway, that's my irritation of my spirit for that one. Y'all can tell that irritated my spirit, right?
Okay, so speaking of that, so I have a person on my Facebook, a friend on my Facebook that a diabetic is on dialysis and has all this other stuff. So, you know, like for kidney failure, right? So for African Americans, the number one cause of kidney failure is high blood pressure, undiagnosed, untreated high blood pressure. For everybody else, right, it's diabetes. Yeah, your kidneys, it'll take the kidneys out. So he's always posting about being in the hospital, on dialysis, he's taking videos and talking about he needs prayer because he's on oxygen and they thinking about taking part of his foot, all kind of stuff. But yet he posts a picture of this guy who sells this lemonade that's flavored, right? And it's like cherry,
and
apple,
it's
all different flavors. Right, exactly. So he posted a picture with 4 gallons of fucking liquid diabetes, and he was feeling some kind of way because people was like, you shouldn't be drinking that. He was like, this is not for me, it's for my family. But your motherfucking ass posted it. So why are you posting it? So you put yourself in that position. So I totally agree. If you know your ass got an ailment, you got an issue, why in the hell are you sitting up there doing all that extra stuff? Like, have several
exactly.
people sit down because you know when you go to the doctor and they tell you your A1C is 25. It's supposed to be under, what, 5? You know what I mean? It's supposed to be under 6 or 5 or 6. Your A1C is through the roof. You're a diabetic. We're going to put you on lances. We're going to put you on whatever. And here you are taking this fucking medication that's giving you other problems because the medication is supposed to treat one thing, but if you look at the side effects, it fucks up other systems in your body as well. So then you're putting yourself in a worse situation. Change what the fuck you eat, and you'll change your health.
Yeah, people.
Exactly.
I'm sorry. I'm getting annoyed.
Amen.
Okay, see, that's a total call that irritates your spirit. Like, some stuff that people do just irritates your spirit. Like, sit down, shut up, be quiet, don't talk, don't eat, don't do nothing. Like,
right.
Like, I mean, everybody's
guilty at some point. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Like, I even had to get on myself, and Dre knows this. He's like, because I felt like for home, I don't drink as much as I used to because of what I've been going through. So I don't drink as much. Like, you may catch me get 2 drinks, and that's it, but you won't catch me going for broke. And I had to get on myself about what I did for homecoming because y'all know I went hard for homecoming. And I was so mad at myself, like, wow, like, you drunk all that? Like, get your life together.
Right.
And I ain't been like that since then. So it's like you have to know your limits. You have to know what you can and cannot do. And just take better care of you. So that's our event for the night, and I go out in that situation. So let me talk about my homegirl who sent me a text message earlier today. Love her to death.
Mm-hmm.
She often sends me some ass shit. So she texted me today, and she said, hey, girl, I joined Plenty of Fish.
Oh, shit. Hook up site 101. She might as well join Tinder.
I just that off her back. I said, bitch, delete your profile. Delete it.
Right.
Fuck that.
Fast in a hurry. Immediately.
She's talking about some wealthy guy. And she was telling me how one of the guys already seems like he's a stalker. Like, girl, you just started it today and you already got a stalker? You got your ass out? I mean, you ain't got much of an ass, but did you cut your ass out?
I can't. Did you just say, oh, Lord.
What? She ain't got no big ass, like she...
But why did you have to say that? Leave that girl her little booty alone. Like, you know, everybody can't be walking around with that backside, you know? Some of them are less fortunate.
I understand that, but I don't understand why
walking around with that drunk in the back.
I mean, I ain't got much.
But, girl, you need to stop telling lies. You need to stop telling lies, lies, all lies. Lies.
Lies. Joking. Oh, God. But I'm like, friend, as your friend, why did you decide to go on Plenty of Fish? And she was like, oh, I was just bored. And I said, bored with what? Because I'm like, are you trying to meet some men? Because you're not going to meet the cream of the crop. You're going to meet the bottom of the barrel on Plenty of Fish. Like,
okay, hook up central. She might as well have joined Tinder.
Right, you've been on Plenty of Fish. You've been on Plenty of Fish.
Who, me?
I asked, was Dre on Plenty of Fish? Oh, wait a minute. Ron had dropped out.
No,
okay, Ron's back.
Ron, are you
on Plenty of Fish?
Man, listen. I ain't on time for that.
I believe you,
mine. Y'all know what? I don't like answering questions about
there,
myself.
I was on there for 48 hours. And I was like, fuck this. What the fuck is this? Like, oh, hell no, 48 hours.
But see, the thing is,
the men
get a bad rep on there, but there's some thirsty-ass women on there, too. I closed my account. I deleted that shit.
Yeah,
I was on there for about a month. I was on there for about a month,
uh-huh.
And every time I would check my messages, I would have somebody, a nasty-ass chick all in my damn inbox. Like, one chick, she was a straight bold. She was like, I think she told me her name and her age. She was like 50. I think she's like 50, 51. And she straight up, her thought she told me her name and her age. Her second sentence was, what that mouth do? Like, God damn. And she was like, you got some pretty lips. I was like, what the fuck?
Oh, Lord. Not that.
Yeah, I had to close that out.
So,
that shit was worse than
Moco
State, yo.
I ain't nobody going on these websites to do nothing. Like, what is so rapid as being able to walk up to somebody and say, hey, how are you doing? You're nice looking. I want to get to know you. Or may I have your phone number?
Because online dating, you know what I mean? It takes that anxiety. Because a lot of people have anxiety about actually meeting people face to face. Like, we live in a world that people are so quick, like technology rules, you know what I mean? So send a message, send a text, you know what I mean? So it's easier sometimes for people to communicate on these sites because they feel like, okay, it's less awkward to start a conversation with a person over a chat or over an email or a text message versus having a face-to-face conversation because this is just the way it is, you know what I mean? And unfortunately, in some cases, the thing is there are people that have success stories and things are great, but it's a 50-50 shot. You know what I'm saying? It's just like you just never know what you're going to get. So, you know.
I would like not to participate in that nonsense. I would like not to. because, like, literally, when she sent me the text message, she had just signed up. And I was like, why would you do that? Like, what? And it's not even been 24 hours. Like, she sent me this text message at, like, 6. Like, and she was like, I already got a dude in my inbox that's acting real stalkerish, and he's asking me to drive to Charlotte to meet him.
Like, what?
Yeah. People crazy.
And I'm like, girl, take off running. Delete that shit. Get rid of it. That's the next thing you know, you're gonna be texting me and telling me you're on some shit like Christian Mingle, looking at dudes who have big penis pictures as their profile pictures. Girl, stop. No.
I heard like Domingo is worse than like Plenty of Fish and all them, because them is where the undercover freaks be at.
Off the hook. Christian Mingle is off the hook. Because
they be on there in the name of the Lord. But
No, you cannot. Will not. Shan't not. Yes, Miss Willem.
Girl, these people out here.
Like, they was crazy
out here in these streets.
No,
I understand the mindset when people think, you know what I mean, about, okay, well, maybe it's, you know, I can meet a person online, you know what I mean? Because some people be like, oh, you're going to meet somebody crazy.
Some people online.
But you can meet a mother. No, but I'm saying, you know, like, some people feel like, I know people that are like, oh, I would never do that because people are crazy, and like, but you can meet a motherfucking face to face, and they just as fucking crazy. Like, crazy don't have an address. You know what I mean? Crazy is online. Crazy is in face to face. You know what I mean? You just don't know. Crazy can be somebody you've been knowing your whole entire life, and they just turn up and be crazy. Like, you just don't. You know?
Right.
Like, It's men that know when, like, it's men that know women that they have known pretty much all their life, and they've been cool, right? And she is the homie. She cool. She all that. You know, she this, that, and the other. But as soon as he fucking give her some and break her off something decent, she fucking turn crazy. You know what I mean? So you just never know. Crazy has no address.
The thing is, this is what happened in that situation. He knocked her crazy a loose. Probably gave her some good pings. And she lost her mind.
That's what I'm saying. Everybody can't handle the good thing. Everybody can't handle it. They don't know what to do with it. You know what I mean? So you got to be selective in who you give that good thing to. Because some of these motherfuckers out here will cut your throat about that good thing. Just saying. You know, you make a person feel like they're about to blast off into another motherfucking planet. Make them feel like they speak in 15 languages and they only know English. Like, come on now. We can't. Mm-mm.
No.
Crazy.
People
turn crazy.
When you have, like, most people don't know this about me, that I'm fluent in certain languages. And if you can pull that out of me, I might want to stop messing with you. Okay?
What?
I might want to stop messing with you. Because you're not about to make me sit up and speak multiple languages.
I'm done.
I didn't know I could speak Spanish and Japanese and French. I didn't know that.
Girl, it's so funny because Dre gets on me when I get mad. I start speaking in the other language. And he's like, don't nobody understand that shit you're talking about. And so if you pull that out of me, then I can't talk to you. I need to leave you alone. It's not good for my spirit. If you got to pull that out of me.
Because I'm
not going to stalk you or no shit, but I'm going to tell you right now, you're about to be my boyfriend. You'd be my boyfriend, and you better not talk to nobody else if you do all that.
Okay, we go together now, okay? You hear me? We go together.
That's that crazy shit.
Like that, you my boyfriend.
Me and
do
it too.
Men
do the shit too. Y'all do it too. Y'all fall. Y'all turn crazy too over a piece of ass, just like we can turn crazy. You know what I mean? Somebody put it on you something decent and make you feel like you about to lose your motherfucking mind. Like you just, you know what I'm saying? Like y'all be going crazy too. They say, you know, why am I fucking sitting in front of her house? Why am I stalking her? Why am I like every time I look up, I'm in front of her house. Oh, I was just in the neighborhood. No, nigga, what's wrong with you? Why is you over here? Like, why?
Listen to this. So for somebody to say they were in my neighborhood, he was a goddamn lie because ain't shit over here. What you over here for? Don't say you came over here to go to the food line because I'm going to tell you how many stores you passed to get to this food line. I know. You're going to pass 3 food lines, 2 Harris Teeters. What? What you doing over here? A Lowe's food.
Yeah.
Are you serious? Hold on.
Turn it into something like, different. Be like, okay.
What are you doing here? Why? Why are you darkening the doors of my hallway? What are you doing? Get out of here. And then it'd be so funny when I'm playing and doing your cat. Like, that's why I won't give no shit to nobody who's just acting foolish. Like, you already acting foolish in the beginning. Oh, no, you ain't never got to worry about touching me.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah, you got to definitely be
you
selective. Mm-hmm. You got to be just selective on who you pull out the good play
I'm
good
about
for. Some people.
Mm-mm. I ain't putting this tail on everybody. I can't put this tail on everybody because then they be smelling me like a dog all the time. Why are you here? Why are you touching me? What are you doing? No.
I'm done. She said, what are you doing? Why are you here?
No, why are you here? Cat. Clown. Get out of here.
Why are you here?
Here. Like, why are you here? Why? Why? Why are you laying in my parking space? What are you doing?
Why is you here? Where do you come from?
Then why don't you live here? I was born here.
Okay. Don't you gotta go to work? Like, why are you here? Looking at me. Go to work. Find something to do. Go.
Get a baby.
Go spin around in circles and play in traffic. Go. Like, why are you here?
Why are you here?
They go to work.
Why are you here? Don't you got a 9-to-5? Why are you here?
You are now in class. That's how shit happens. That's how people hate so. No, you have to be leery of who you're giving your stuff to because people are crazy and you do that one good thing that you know that will drive people out their mind. That's why dudes don't know how to sit down somewhere. That's
you
why
can't lay
you got
your
that
best
up
shit down.
Mm-hmm. With an extra bag.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Men don't understand that you can't lay your best shit down with everybody. Like, for men, it's like, I'm Gary Shaw, this motherfucker, what I'm working with, I'm about to put it down. I'm about to show her I'm the man. I can do this. I'm about to make her blah, blah, blah. Okay, but you just don't know what you created. Whereas us women, we're like, shit, he got a little, I got to pay attention to him because I don't, you know, he might do a little extra stuff. So guess what? I'm not going to put my best shit down for him. Because he might kind of look crazy. See, men don't think like that. They thinking about, you know, because it's like, I'm a man. I got this. I'm doing this. No, you don't got to do all that because she might not be able to handle it. And then you're going to be somewhere feeling sorry because you can't get rid of this motherfucker. And you got to file a restraining order on her motherfucking ass. Stalking you. Nigga, why is she calling your phone? Because you didn't make her feel like she was about to just go into a whole nother planet. She felt like she was in her body. Her body was here in the bed with you, but she levitated over herself. She had an out of motherfucking body experience with your ass, and now you wonder why she's stopping. Yeah.
Now why don't
she
do
won't
it.
See you every other day?
Right.
Don't know why.
Girl, you just
why
right. You just talk to me. Why are you calling me again? Because I miss you. Bitch, you just seen me 5 minutes ago. That's why. Because you made her feel like she was levitating out of her body. She looked down and saw herself and you.
I ain't never done that. Maybe there ain't nobody tap my crazy like this. I ain't never left me down my goddamn body. Now I may have
put
foreign ass language. But I ain't never left my body. Now if you make me leave my body, nigga, we getting married in the morning because you need to
right. You can't go. I'm saying you for that bed, nigga. You can't go. You about to marry me right now.
What's going on? But we going
right,
down here to this magic
right now. Shit, we going to Vegas. How about that? We going to catch the motherfucking red eye to Vegas, and we about to get married because the chapel is open 24/7. We about to have Elvis marry us.
Yeah.
Fuck it. Go.
If I leave my body, you best, and I will give you as many keys as you would like after I get this implant taken out my hand. If I levitate out my body, sir, you might as well work from home.
Be like, what the fuck just happened? Why is my leg still shaking? And this motherfucker just walking the room with my motherfucking leg start shaking. What was wrong? What have you done to me? Like, no, I can't.
Oh, shit.
I don't know. You can't break up with me. No, we ain't getting no divorce. No, we together forever. You mad? Go sit on the couch for a second and come back.
I'm gonna tell you why I ain't shit. Because I was saying, so that's the kind of dick Martin was hitting Coretta with. That's why Coretta ain't going nowhere. Because Martin
stupid. You Coretta
are so limited.
Man, you are fucking stupid. Ron is in timeout. Go to the fucking corner and stay there to the end of the show because you are in trouble. Why did you?
Martin had that levitating dick. I get it.
You know what? You took us back to that Wednesday night show when we went through all the, we went through everything. So, yeah, that might be why she might have stayed. Like, she might have
been.
I saw a friend at the rally the other day. I saw her. You better tell her.
Uh-oh.
You better tell her. I saw her at the rally. I saw her at the rally. I saw her marching with her ugly marching shoes on. I saw her marching.
Why did you
the ugly marching shoes?
Ugly marching shoes.
Not the ugly marching shoes.
Wilhelmina said, now eat some spaghetti and be quiet. Oh, God.
Oh. Random shit and things that were going on our timeline and conversations that we may have had within this last week. I want to thank everyone
for hanging out with us tonight, whether you were on the live feed, or you were listening online, or you were listening over the phone line, so that people were listening on the phone line so you can talk to us.
Oh my God.
Thank you so much.
I can't even get through the closing because I'm so mad. I can't. Okay.
We are here every Friday night, same time, same place, different types of shenanigans. You know, December is a holiday month, so we have, I think we'll probably have one or two more shows this month, and then we'll be off for the holidays, and we'll be back sometime in January. But, again, I thank you all so much for hanging out with us tonight, as we have Kiki, and we have, you know, we've had fun. We definitely had fun tonight because you all have no sense. Thank you everyone who commented. Katie, thank you for ruining Dre's life with the food. Dre is still on the phone line because he has not laughed at any of this. But
I'm looking at
yeah, so we'll be back in.
He said, what? I'm looking at the game. Is that what you said?
Basically.
Hey, is he always just like Negroes like you who come to work and don't work? Like, what? So, yes, this will mean thank you for hanging out with us, and we will see you again if, next week. Great. I will send you a reminder. I will click the little thing to say, hey, come watch me on this live feed because it's Friday. We need to keep you laugh a little bit because this week has been long and crap. And I have dealt with every crazy person in America. Y'all would not believe
oh, damn.
It, but I have. Every crazy person. Girl. But, yeah, so thank you so much for hanging out. Kisses, kisses, kisses. So, we're going to close out. So, y'all be good.
Bye, everybody. Have a good weekend.
I won't do everything you think I would do over the weekend and more. And then just tell me about it later. And then I'm going to be your inappropriate-ass friend to say, go ahead. but we'll see you next week.
Definitely have
good
a good weekend.
Everybody. I was like, good night, everybody. Good night.